Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Fans and the Pros. We are at the Rouse's Market, 2900 Veterans. Mike Haas along with Deuce McAllister. Hello, Deuce.
How you doing, sir?
See, you dress for summer. You are dressed for the weather outside. You have a short-sleeve shirt on. I am dressed for autumn. I have a long-sleeve shirt. I have a vest. I'm dressed for autumn. But even though it's 80-some degrees outside, I dress for the season.
Well,
You dress for the weather.
You have to realize and understand where you are, sir.
I know.
The New Orleans weather has not gotten the memo that it is autumn/fall yet. And I don't know if it's technically going to get the memo because it's we won't call it mid-October yet.
We're pretty close.
We're inching that way.
Yeah.
But
hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I got these clothes. These are autumn clothes. I'm wearing them.
Your calendar may tell you that, but now, your body is going to tell you something different.
Now, I will also say, I spend a lot of time during the week in the Superdome.
And ice, you know, cold, baby.
Ice cold.
Ice cold.
If you're in that building during the week, you better have a long sleeve shirt on.
Ice cold, baby.
We are at the Rouse's Beer till 6 o'clock, 2900 Veterans. Here is where you can register any of the Rouse's. Register at any community coffee display at the Rouse's for the ultimate black and gold experience. Well, what is that? Four tickets and pregame sideline passes to the Saints and Atlanta game, November 23rd. That's after the Saints bye week, so it's week 12. Hotel accommodations for two nights, a $500 gift card for travel expenses and entertainment. Four custom Saints jerseys, I guess that'd be 426s, and a $500 Rouse's gift card. Come on by,
man,
register.
That's a whole bunch.
That's a lot of stuff right there. Right?
You just talked about a whole bunch of stuff, man.
I did. So you can do it at any of the Rouse's again. I mean, just I had you at Atlanta.
Right.
All I had to say was Atlanta, now, November 23rd, 2025.
You sucked me on in when you gave me the $500, though.
That's right.
When you gave me the $500 to come to Rouse's over here, yeah, you sucked me on in. You had me going pretty good. But, Mike, I do have to tell you, and, you know, it's a good thing that I'm here with you at this Rouse's Market, 2900 Veterans, because I was headed to another Rouse's Market.
I check like four times because I'm always afraid I'm going to show up at the wrong one.
And they were going to be looking at me, you guys aren't here today, or at least your crew. The rest of your crew is not here today. Just FYI.
There's another FYI. The game Sunday is at noon.
Yeah,
right?
it is not at 3:15 or 3:25 or whatever.
Don't look at your schedule.
It originally was.
And if the schedule's in your wallet, if it's in your, you know, your laptop, wherever it is, it's going to have the wrong time.
And you know what? There's a new crew calling the game.
Yes, I saw that.
I think it's Adam Archuleta.
Yeah.
We had gotten to know the crew just because they had sat beside us,
three straight?
Well, they were with us for three straight, but they were sitting beside us for two of
Charles
those three.
Davis.
Charles Davis and the twin. And it's his former team.
Barber.
It's the new, No. Not Barber, it's McCarthy.
Oh, I didn't talk about to court. No.
No, I'll think of it. But he was a New England Patriot.
Right.
I do know that.
So that game is at noon. We have the injury stuff. And, like, I kind of knew Ike Yiadom wasn't going to play. So, to me, this is kind of like the first time there's really been nobody because I knew Ike wasn't playing. Of all the thing on the Saints injury stuff is – well, I mean, Alvin's limited, but I feel like we'll have to wait and see. But Chase Young, right? That dude went through neck surgery last year and showed up at camp. But this calf was tough. But, man, he gets to play in his first game. He's been full participation as of today. Man, that's got to be cool.
I'm going to still knock on wood. You know, until we have him out there on the field, I'm going to knock on wood. And it's just because the calf injuries can be tricky. And, you know, even for the team's perspective, they thought this would have been 1 week, 2 weeks, you know, maybe at most three, but not the six. And so to be able to get him, the impact that he should have defensively, you know, even if he doesn't come up with three sacks or anything like that, to be able to get in the rotation, to be able to apply pressure, just to be able to get in the mix. You know, we've seen them run a little bit of NASCAR package, and Carl Granderson has moved inside to the tackle position. Brian Brzee has been the other defensive end, and it's normally Cam and Rump on the outside. And so to add Chase into that package should only help them defensively. Now, the question always become when you have a guy coming off of injury or being able to come play for the first time, how many plays do you get him? How many plays do you get him? That's always going to be the question mark. And for me, always err on the side of caution. And even though they like to rotate those guys anyway, you're probably looking at about 30, maybe 40, depending on how many snaps the defense gets. But it's in sub packages and in third down package. Now, what's interesting, and you talked a little bit about Alvin being banged up.
He's
with Chase coming back, will the Saints not activate one of the other guys that have been in the rotation? You know, we know Rump has been in that rotation,
right.
You know, and so who else in that rotation maybe is not active now? And then will the Saints, because the Saints have been going with three tailbacks, but they did release and signed to this practice
squad. Velus brought him back, yeah.
But will they have Devin Neal active now? Because he was active for one game.
Right, first
but
game.
But with Alvin being banged up, you know, what will you do with that situation? So that's just something to monitor not only tomorrow but on Sunday as well.
And they'll have four players out. Charlie talked about that in our sports update. Do you know what else Sunday is? National Gumbo Day.
So that's why you got the long sleeves on. You're
I'm ready. I'm pushing it.
Yeah,
I told you, I don't wait for the calendar.
Yeah,
if you wait for the calendar in Louisiana, you're going to be sorry.
Well,
we're going to talk some gumbo.
Come on.
With the Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser. Stay with us. We're here till 6 o'clock. Come by, say hello. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, fans of the pro here on WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. This is Fans in the Pro. My cost, Deuce McAllister, Veterans Boulevard, Rouse's, 2900 here at 6 o'clock, but they'll be open later. Come get your stuff for the weekend. You came last night for the Tulane game. They won. High school football tonight. LSU tomorrow night. Saints on Sunday, but that's not all. Sunday is also National Gumbo Day. Joining us now is the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, Mr. Billy Nungesser. How are you, sir? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. I just got back from the Chaffee Basin where I got me a 13-foot alligator with some of the lieutenant governors from around the country, and we had a great time in the Chaffee Basin. So good to be with y'all.
Well, since 2004, I didn't actually know this, the official Louisiana cuisine is gumbo. I'm a huge gumbo guy. I make it all the time. You know, you've got the Acadiana, you've got that gumbo, you've got the New Orleans gumbo, and it just speaks New Orleans. Are you seafood or are you chicken and andouille?
You got to be seafood. Seafood's the best, especially Louisiana seafood. Now, do you like your potato salad in it or on the side?
When I'm in the river parishes, I put it in it. God. You know, I'm not crazy.
Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Billy, for me, it's going to the same place. So it's just it's going down. The system is going down the system. So it doesn't really matter to me. You know, long as I get a little spice on it, I'm good to go. But see, Mike, I want to talk about this gumbo, but Mike, you just can't skip over a 13-foot alligator hunt that you've been able to wrangle into this boat. So that's what I want to know about. Mike went straight to the business. Now we got to talk gumbo, but I want to hear some more about this alligator.
Man, I tell you, we had people from all over the country down there. Many of them had never seen an alligator, and we got about 15 of them from about 11 up to the 13-footer, and they had the time of their life. And of course, they cooked us some great gumbo and jambalaya at the dock. And yeah, it's great to entertain people from all over the world here in Louisiana. They get treated like nowhere else. And I tell you, the Chaffee Basin has some monster gators.
Well, we definitely appreciate you showcasing the great state of Louisiana, and we're always welcoming guests and people to come and check it out. And so when you can go on a gator hunt like that, that's hard to beat. And so Lieutenant Governor, I know that this probably won't legally stand, but I've been calling that Jumbotron, it is renamed the Gumbotron back at the Superdome. So we're going to give a proclamation here that renames it the Gumbotron at the Superdome. So, you know, legally, hey, it may not stand very long, but today and Sunday, that's what we're going with.
Well, Deuce, I'm going to draw up a proclamation, and I'm going to mention how you named it, and we're going to see if it stands, and then we'll try to get the legislature to adopt it. But I'm going to bring you a proclamation of how you came up with it. I'm going to get some information, and you'll have that to hang on your wall from the Lieutenant Governor, because I talk about it all over the country because we've got the only one. And, you know, on Sunday, we'll be having food trucks in many cities giving out gumbo, and I put that in my press for them to talk about it when they come to come see the Gumbotron in the Superdome. So you've given us another tool in our toolbox to promote Louisiana, something no one else has.
They can't do it. Nobody else can do it. And so we definitely appreciate it. And I'm going to get that laminated. When it go in the office, Mike, it's going to get laminated as well, okay?
Heck yeah. And it's a Gumbotron hard to miss. It's 333 feet by 35 feet. It's massive. And I believe, to my heart, if I told you you couldn't say Gumbotron anymore and you had to say something else, what would come out of your mouth?
That's going to be the first thing that comes out first, right?
Right. You can't not say it now, right? And so it's just perfect. So we are gumbo on Sunday, but really, you know, we have New England coming down. It's a perfect opportunity to say, because up there, October, they're shutting things down. It is blah. Here comes winter. Blah. But for us, middle of October, man, this peak season, right? We got fairs. We got all the things coming. This is about to be our time, is it not?
It absolutely is. And look, can you get Mark Romag to call it when he's calling the game to look up at the Gumbotron? Can we get that in his script?
Work in progress. We're going to take small steps.
It's awesome. I mean, it's just the way it is. But I mean, I'm right though, right? This is about to be the busiest time for this city with fairs, end of the holidays, you know, New Orleans Bowl, Sugar Bowl, not to mention we didn't talk about national championship 2028. But this, while everybody else in the northern part of the country shuts down, man, we pop up.
Yeah, Mike, I tell you what, we have 400 fairs and festivals. If you can eat it, shoot it, drink it, dance to it, we name a festival after it. And I keep saying before I die, I'm going to go to them all. And then we keep coming up with new ones. You know, several years ago, they came up with the Fried Chicken Fest. Everybody said it wouldn't work. Well, now people come from all over the world to go to the Fried Chicken Fest in New Orleans. So it seems like every time someone comes up with another crazy one, puts a team of people together, they work all year to put these things on, and all of them are unique and have a different flavor, culture, and different music. And it's something no other state has in their toolbox to promote their state. So we always got to thank those people that work year-round all over the state on all those fairs and festivals, because it's a big draw for people from all over the world.
Well, Mr. Billy, we definitely appreciate you just taking a little bit of your time out of your schedule to be able to talk to us about our Gumbotron and this Sunday with us celebrating Gumbo and Gumbo season, really. I don't want to say kicking off because, hey, if you like it, you like it year-round. It doesn't just have to be when it's cold, but just continue to highlight and showcase our great state. Thank you for everything that you do.
Well, thank y'all for being great ambassadors, and I got to thank Donnie Rice and Marcy at Rouses for being great ambassadors as well. Thank y'all for what y'all do, guys. Have a great day, and go Saints.
Go Saints. Go Tigers. You're welcome. Thank you very much, Mr. Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana. I've known that man since he was Plaquemines Parish President, and I will admit, I'm a cold weather gumbo guy. I usually have to wait for the first cold front, but I will make exceptions. I mean, for God's sakes, I'm wearing a vest and long sleeve shirt.
If you take off your vest and your long sleeve shirt, then you can have some gumbo.
When it's
not 60 degrees, you can enjoy it when it's 80 degrees. You just got to take some of the layers off, and then
you know what's under these layers, brother. Do you know what you're asking?
This is a kid friendly show, so we're going to keep it friendly. But you know, you talked about the up in the Northeast. They're not shutting down. That's clam chowder, baby.
Yeah, but they don't do it outside. There ain't no festivals, ain't no fairs.
It's clam chowder up there.
Taking a break, but first, don't forget, shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pasta, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Saints and Patriots. Talk with Tom Carroll, writer, talker, social media manager for WEEI. Talk about the Patriots next here. 2900 Veterans Boulevard at the Rouses. Here till 6 o'clock. Back after this. WWL. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at the Veterans, 2900 Veterans Boulevard, the Rouses. You could come here and register for the community coffee display at any of the Rouses for the ultimate black and gold experience. Tickets for the Saints-Falcons games, hotel, jerseys, $500 gift cards, Rouses cards, whole lot more. So come by and register. That's week 12. Let's get back a bit. Let's talk about week six. Joining us now, Tom Carroll, writer, talker, social media manager for WEEI. Tom, welcome to the show. You're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister.
Thanks for having me, guys. And before we get going, I figured I would mention Morton Anderson's a good friend of mine, and he wanted to say hello, and Jen Anderson wanted to say hello as well.
Jen and Morton, yes, know them well. Great, great people. We don't talk to Morton as much as anymore, but we've known Jen. Gosh, and she was managing one of his restaurants down here. So when you see him, tell him we both said hello.
Absolutely.
All right. So how do you top last week? You go into Buffalo. Buffalo's wearing their special unis. They haven't lost at home since November of 23. I don't think you guys have beaten them there since 21. And it wasn't perfect. Had some turnovers, but you got some turnovers. I mean, that was a big win for this franchise. How do you top it?
I mean, the way that you top it is by actually going out and winning the games that you're supposed to win here over the next X amount of weeks. And unfortunately for your Saints fan audience, this is a game that the Patriots should win. And it becomes more difficult now with their starting safety, Jalen Hawkins, out and potentially Christian Gonzalez being out. He was listed as questionable today officially for Sunday. And the Saints have two great receivers. You have a quarterback that likes to air it out. So it becomes more difficult. But even with that said, the Patriots have now shown through five games that they need to be beating teams that aren't at their echelon if they want that Bills game to actually mean something 10 weeks from now, 12 weeks from now, next year. Because if they are able to do that, that means that they're likely going to get into the playoffs. And that means that that Bills game can be looked back on as like that jumping off point for a young team that's really still going through that rebuild.
Yeah, when you talk about this team, you know, just talk about a little bit about how emotional that was for them to be able to go into Buffalo, and almost you talk about some demons that they're able to overcome. And, you know, I do agree with you in some of that statement, but, you know, I don't know. You've seen that Bills team probably a little bit more, obviously a lot more than the Patriots team a lot more than myself, you know, but at the same time, I think that you have to go back and look at last year's record and just say, hey, I don't know if you can erase all of that just in 5 weeks, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you definitely can't. And that's where I go back to it starts with the Bills win and then they build from there. It can't just be you beat the Bills, now you're ready to be one of those teams. It needs to be you beat the Bills, how do you now use that win to propel yourself into that playoff conversation? And I believe it was Aaron Schatz that had this number. The Patriots have the easiest schedule on paper moving forward since 1978. And it was already among the easiest schedules in the league before last week's slate of games. But then the Ravens had a bad loss and the Bengals continue to look bad without Burrow in there. So some of the later in the season games for the Patriots that were originally looked at as maybe scheduled losses now become games that the Patriots, given the way that they've been playing through 5 weeks, probably should win if those teams are still playing at the level they're playing at right now. And obviously injuries change, and we know that what teams look like right now aren't going to be what they look like a month from now, but based on what it looks like on paper, this Patriots team, it'll be a disappointment if they don't make the playoffs, given the slate that they have in front of them.
Talk about Drake May and, you know, from year one to year two, 15 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and he's 73% against Buffalo. And I'm going, wow, that's impressive. And then I look, and that's his second worst of the year, right? From a percentage standpoint, he doesn't beat himself, make smart decisions. Now, they've had some fumble issues, and most of them came really in one game, and it's not necessarily him, but he's rushed for two touchdowns. He just seems like a such a stable unit in there, and it'll be up to the Saints defense to get him off his mark, because he has been so efficient and so on the mark completion wise in your wins. He's 80%, you know, completion in your wins. I mean, he's a lot.
Yeah, and I give a lot of credit to Josh McDaniels for the growth of Drake May. And look, the big problem with May last year is that he had that big playability, but then he also had that Brett Favre in him where he would turn the ball over late trying to make a play, or he had that gunslinger mentality. And it looks like that's been coached out of him. And maybe that goes to him just having more experience under center here in the NFL. But I give a ton of credit here to the coaching staff for putting Drake May in a position to have obvious decisions to make on every play. And the ball is getting out of his hands quickly. And when it's not getting out of his hands quickly, it's because it was a designed rollout situation where Drake May is able to either make a play with his legs or find a guy in space. So I've been really impressed with Josh McDaniels coming back to New England here for a third different stint as offensive coordinator, working with the young quarterback and making him look like one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the league through 5 weeks.
Tell us a little bit about this defense and just how they've been able to play. And sometimes you have to weather the storm. We know Christian has dealt with kind of hamstrings, and you alluded to it earlier. But just tell us a little bit about this defense and, you know, just some of the problems that they're going to cause for the Saints offense come Sunday.
So I'm worried about the secondary. Like I mentioned, you know, Gonzalez going to be questionable. Jalen Hawkins, the starting safety, is going to be out. But it's that front seven that has really impressed me for New England. And really the two guys in the interior, Milton Williams and Christian Barmore, have been fantastic. And Williams coming in, got the huge contract this offseason as one of the guys down in Philly who was a rotational guy. I think he was only playing something like 46% of the snaps last year for the Eagles. So there was a question as to if this guy can come in and command, you know, a full workload for a guy in the middle making the money that he's making. And he has totally lived up to the hype and been that guy both in the pass rush and stopping the run. He really has been fantastic. And right next to him, Christian Barmore, at the end of the 2023 season, I think he was inarguably the best player on the Patriots. And last year, unfortunately, he dealt with blood clots and he missed most of the season. He only ended up playing, I believe, 4 games towards the end of the year. And he ended up not even being able to finish the year because the blood clot symptoms started coming back. But those have seemingly gone away. They've really figured out something that works for him health-wise, and he's been able to get back in shape, and he's recaptured that form. So they have two studs in the middle of that defensive line that have been able to both rush the passer and stop the run, and that's huge, as you know, Deuce, for a defense to be able to stop the run. It just changes what an offense has to do. It makes you press more, and it just changes the entire outlook of a game plan. So I know Kamara has been banged up for you guys, and you know, it's going to be tough for him if he's not at 100% to run up the middle with those two guys on the defensive line for the Pats.
Last question for me, and I appreciate your time. Antonio Gibson out probably for maybe some time. Does Travion Henderson move into his spot, both from a running back situation and special teams? Because he's been a big stalwart for special teams as well.
Yeah, so Antonio Gibson is going to be out for the year with a torn ACL, and the coaches this week have alluded to the fact that there is going to be, you know, opportunities for other guys. You know, they've been getting guys ready for when it's their turn, was the words I believe McDaniels used yesterday in his press conference. So logic would tell you that means Trevion Henderson is going to get opportunities here. And throughout the preseason and during training camp, he really popped. He was someone that Patriots fans were really excited about heading into the season. And he just hasn't been a huge part of the offense through 5 weeks. And now with Gibson out of the mix, it makes a ton of sense for a guy like Trevion, who has a similar-ish skill set to Gibson. You know, Antonio Gibson's a guy that's really good at catching the ball out of the backfield, making those big splashy plays. As you mentioned, a guy that can be an impact player on special teams in the kick return game. Trevion Henderson can do all of that. And you used a second-round pick on the guy. So I think it's the perfect time to bring a guy sort of off the mothballs and let him do his thing for the Patriots. So I would be surprised if you don't see an uptick in production from Trevion Henderson on Sunday.
Tom Carroll, writer, talker, social media manager, WEEI. We appreciate your time. Have a great weekend and have a great rest of the season.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Pretty cool. Tell Morton and Jim we said hello. We'll take a break. Fans in the Pro with you until 6 o'clock, 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Come on by. Register for the Community Coffee Ultimate Black and Gold Experience. Saints tickets and a whole lot more for the Atlanta Falcons Week 12. Back after this here on WWL AM/FM on Always Free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back with you until 6 o'clock. News coming up at 5. Don't forget tomorrow, the Tigers in South Carolina. 2 o'clock, it all begins with Mike Dettillier and Herb Tyler with the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Come on out, count down the big game with Acme and 16 surround sound TVs and the best drink specials. It is a great place to hang out and LSU all of college football. All thanks to the good folks at MAP Construction. 4:45, the official pregame show. Kickoff at 6:45. The voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair and Jacob Hester. Tigers and Gamecocks tomorrow on WWL and streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Did you watch Tulane last night?
I did watch some of it. And I think tomorrow, is that homecoming for LSU?
It is homecoming for LSU. Yes,
I believe that's homecoming. So, I mean, it should be a festive atmosphere. And I know they talked about it. You got two quarterbacks that we think that will go in the first round.
Yeah,
you know,
we
think that both of those guys will go in the first round. So hopefully both are healthy, you know, to be back to where they can go out there and function at a high level. But, man, it should be an exciting game in Tulane. Oof. The Tulane game, it looked rough for a minute there.
We're going to talk red zone Saints, but that's red zone. I mean, the first six possessions got within 4 yards of being in the red zone every possession and had 12 points. Now, they won. Big win.
You got to win to keep yourself in the conversation.
Right.
And it looked like that they were going to be out of the conversation. And the conversation is the 12-team playoff. And
right.
So by them being able to win, they may not get the style points, but it's not going to matter at the end of the day, because if you have the record that you need, you're going to get in.
Right. And so they said, to heck with it. They were down.
Whatever it takes. Yeah.
They got down 16-12, and he said, you know what? Forget the red zone. 63-yard touchdown pass.
We'll go the long way.
We'll do it just like the Saints did. The Saints scored twice from the Giants' red zone. Didn't do very well in their own red zone. Scored from their own. A big win for Tulane as they won 26-19. We're going to talk some Pelicans in the second hour. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister here at the Veterans Rouses, 2900 Veterans Boulevard, back after this. But the news is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. We are at the Rouses, 2900 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie. And boy, they got some sales. I'm looking at all kinds of stuff here. Some pork. They have Bonanza, Chardonnay or Cabernet Sauvignon Bonanza. That's really Hoss Bonanza. I have my own wine company. Come here, register at the Community Coffee Display. They're at all the Rouses for the ultimate black and gold experience. Check it out. Four tickets and pregame sideline pass to the Saints in Atlanta. That's week 12. Hotel accommodations for two nights. $500 gift card for travel expenses and entertainment. Four custom Saints jerseys and a $500 Rouses gift card. Just register at any Community Coffee Display at the Rouses for that event. Later on this hour, we're going to talk to Todd Graffinini, talk Pelicans, the voice of the Pelicans. That's at 5:35. And in 3 minutes, the doors will open at the Smoothie King Center. It is their back-to-basketball open practice tonight. It's at 6 o'clock as the Pelicans get ready. They got a home preseason game on October 14th and then away on October 16th. And so we'll talk Pelicans then, but if you're not going to a high school football game tonight, do your games tomorrow, and you got some time and you want to go see the Pelicans practice, it should be pretty cool. They're going to mic Willie Green up for a while, and I don't know how you ever get back from the time zone they were in Australia, but we'll talk to Todd Graffinini a little later. But that's pretty cool. It's here. It is upon us.
Yeah, it's definitely here, and it's almost like here, you know, night is day and day is night, and right. So you have to reflip your body, and so it probably takes you at least 3 to 4 days to kind of get reacclimated to being back at home and in the States. But man, they look good. You know, from what I saw, not only from the highlights, but some of the games that they played over there. And I know there are some people that are down on this team, on the outlook for them, but I feel pretty good. And you know, a lot of it is obviously going to be on the health. Yeah. But they are probably a deeper team than in years past. And you know, knock on wood, like we normally do, or metal.
We knock on wood a lot. A couple of guys who say we're not
metal, wood, whatever. Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, we're gonna find it. But you know, if this group can be healthy for the majority, 65 plus games, then you feel pretty good about your chances.
So we'll talk to Todd at 5:35, so we'll talk Pelicans then. And we really haven't talked a lot about, you know, putting back-to-back wins together for this football team, the Saints, and how
it's
important
1-0.
It would be.
It's 1-0. Don't even look at back. Last week is gone. It's 1-0. You want to go 1-0. That's it. It's 1-0.
And to do that, Man, I feel like you can't not talk about the red zone issues that this team has had.
Yeah, but it's not just last week, though. If you look at this team over the season, it's something that they have to be able to fix. And so, you know, I know Coach spoke on it a little bit better and, you know, a little bit more and said, hey, it's on me. But, yes, that may be true. Maybe I can give you a few better plays. But at the end of the day, you've got to execute.
Yeah.
You've got to execute. I mean, and so that's what it boils down to me. We can call the best of best plays, but if you're not executing, it really doesn't matter. And so they have to be able to execute at a higher level in the red zone. And so, you know, they know that's the money zone. You want to get paid? Go score touchdowns.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you can score every week 87 yarders and come up with five turnovers and you have one that you return for a touchdown. But you get down to the red zone and you want to get paid, go score touchdowns.
So they've been in the red zone 17 times, 7 touchdowns. Last week they were 0-for-3. They've been goal to go 8 times, 3 touchdowns. Last week 0-for-2. And I asked Kellen today because I, you know, the red zone is it's a made up thing.
Right? No, it ain't made up.
I'm saying it's an NFL stat that is made up.
Yes.
You talk often about the high red zone.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, don't get so caught up. Like, you're always trying to score, you know, or get a first down. Like, I feel like, not that it's mental, but like when you get inside the 30 or the 40, whatever, just, as we've said, take some chances, man. Take a shot.
Because this is football, though, but as you get closer,
it gets tighter.
Right. And so now where a guy has to cover, maybe he would normally have to cover 15 yards, he only has to cover 5. And now he can react. He sees something and he can react quicker. And that's the other thing. The process speeds up on a quarterback. It speeds up on the receiver. It speeds up on the tight end and running back. And so now, whether it's my steps, whether it's the angle, whether it's the release, if you're thinking and seeing it, you're late. If you don't see it and anticipate it early, particularly in that area, you don't stand a chance. I mean, just because now defensively I don't have as much area or yardage to cover. And so that's why we talk about, all right, give them some type of rub play. If I have a team that is heavy man, I am going to have a set of plays, whether I'm out of 12, two tight ends, two receivers, and one tailback, whether I'm out of 13, you know, 3 tight ends, 1 tailback, and a receiver, or whether I decide to go 11, you know, or zebra, whatever you want to call it, you know, 3 receivers, 1 tight end, and a tailback. Whatever I decide to call, I've got to do it at a high level. The other thing that you can do down there, it just happens quicker, and the quarterback has to really be able to feel it and see it, is the quarterback run. Now, we just heard that defensive, and it shows up on tape. It's not just hearing it. It shows up on tape. Inside, they may be a problem. But I think that you do have the ability to kind of play bully ball. And I know he was talking about running inside. I'm not going to run Alvin inside a lot anyway. You know, it'll be select plays. But if I'm really want to run inside, I'm running with Kendre. You know, I'm running. If I'm going inside, I'm running with Kendre. And then I'm running really duo because I feel like that you can move those tackles out of some of the stuff that you're doing. And duo is two double teams.
Two
double teams inside, and the back has to set the mic by his track and his eyes. And so if he's got a little patience, you get movement there. I like our chances. And here's the other thing. Your guards, regardless whether it's Caesar, who has a possibility of playing, or you want to go with Torricelli and Trevor, guess what they like to do? They like to maul people.
Yeah.
So let them maul people.
Maul.
Well, but I'm not even pulling. You're going straight downhill. You're going straight downhill. At some point, you go up to the second level. But I want you to be able to play heavy, and I want you to be able to move people. And so now it's going to make it easy for them. Now, you can get them in space and pull them. And, you know, you talk about guy blocking down, the guard pulling, the tackle pulling, and or the center. You know, some GT stuff and some different things of that nature. But, hey, you want to play physical? I'm going to let you go lay on that guy. And I'm going to bring a little shoulder, a little help with the center, influence a little bit, maybe the tackle, block down, and you guys double. But we're going to move some people, and we're going to see how much they really like it.
And finally, before we take a break, the addition of Vele, big receiver. You get Taysom back for week two, and Foster Moreau, who's been a pretty stud in the red zone.
In the red zone, I think that you can use him. With Vele, I would like to see the matchup, because if Gonzalez plays, then Gonzalez is probably going to go with the bigger receiver. You know, and the other thing, here's the thing. I like Carlton Davis as a corner, but even when he was in Tampa,
yeah.
What did he struggle with? Small, quicker receivers. The Saints have small, quicker receivers. Now, maybe in the red zone, he may be able to be a little bit more physical with them. But if he doesn't get his hands on our small, quicker receivers, you can take advantage of them. And so I think that they can use that, whether it's in the red zone and or the high red zone, 30 and out, you can use some of that to your advantage. I mean, because he wants to get his hands on you. He wants to be physical with you. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they kind of use some of that. I'd love to make him have to run across the field. You know, if you're going to cover me, all right, I'm going to run some smash routes. I'm going to run some routes where you've got to run, open your hips and run, you know, and some return routes for the receivers, just because it's no different than Diggs. Saints are going to struggle getting their hands on him because he's so smooth.
Kayshawn Booty on one side, Diggs on the other.
Yeah, but I like the matchup of us covering Booty. I'm doubling Diggs just right. Because, hey, he's the guy that I'm going to struggle with. But Kayshawn Booty, you beat me, and I don't know if he can do it consistently.
Take a break. This is Fans in the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock. Don't forget Magazine Pizza. We want to thank them for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, of course. Dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. We're here until 6 o'clock tonight. And then it's the Brian Kelly Show, then the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. But come get your vittles all weekend long here at Rouse's 2900 Veterans. Back after this on Fans in the Pro. Welcome back. We are broadcasting live. It is a special edition of WWL Fans in the Pro, Rouse's Markets, 2900 Veterans, brought to you by Community Coffee, the official coffee of the New Orleans Saints, and Patriots. Noon on Sunday. Forget whatever your schedule says. The game is at noon. Curtis plays at 2 o'clock tomorrow. He's a two afternoon game. Because you know.
Yeah.
You know tomorrow
the college schedule that we're on. Yes.
Tomorrow is the game. We talked about it earlier this year. University of Louisiana at Lafayette will be in James Madison University.
So UL is they're up at
they're at JMU. So Charlie and I have a little bet. Charlie, you thought I forgot about it, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
You with us?
I'm here, and
he hears you.
Yeah.
I know about it.
Charlie, man, you guys, I don't know, you're starting your third quarterback.
That's what I was about to say. For UL, it's been the QB play.
And so, but wow, what a huge win. They come back. They're down 17 in the third quarter. The Marshall win in double overtime. So they're 1-0 in the Sun Belt, 2-3. James Madison, it's white out. Tomorrow. It's a noon start for JMU. It's going to be beautiful October.
Why are they playing at noon and not night?
Because of television.
Yeah.
You're still in the Sun Belt. Madison.
Well, not only that, though. I mean, whatever TV tells you you're playing,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's what I said. I go, white out at noon?
At noon.
Okay.
You're going to still be able to set a dinner reservation.
That's right. So it's going to be a big one. Looking forward to it for both teams because James Madison's been in the Sun Belt, but I ain't been 5 hours from being able to watch him play. So you can watch a couple hours where you get to go watch Curtis play tomorrow afternoon. What do you think, Charlie? You feel good or bad?
Mike, we made this wager in the preseason leading up into it, and then my guy Walker Howard gets hurt in week one. I'm not feeling as good as I was maybe like a month and a half ago, but, you know, I'm a man of my word, so I'll stick to it.
All right, it's just a lunch bet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just fun.
So
yeah, you talking about watching. Man, you know what tomorrow is?
Saturday. 11th, October 11th.
Tea time early. Oh. Tea time
Play golf early.
Early.
Tea time James Madison early. At 12. Curtis's game at 2.
I got some other work in there that I got to go do. But, yeah, it's tea time early, baby. I'm teeing off. I'm playing with my crew, the Bogus and Stogas, and they've been cheating me bad. But I'm trying to get back to the winning ways.
So, James Madison wearing white tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
For the very first time in 2014, they debuted all black uniforms for homecoming. 2014.
So, wait, tomorrow's homecoming as well?
I believe so, yeah. I could be that. I don't know, but it's probably
the disrespect.
No, I like you. I love you, L. But the disrespect. Might not be homecoming. I don't know. It's all white.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean,
you're gonna get me in trouble, man. Do not. Well, I not want to get in trouble. I love you, L.
Any team that has to be the homecoming.
I don't know if it's homecoming.
Well, I'll fuss for South Carolina. South Carolina. Oh, LSU okay. is there making you.
Yeah.
Their homecoming.
Yeah.
Our guest from New England talked about winning games. When a team makes you the homecoming.
Yeah. But in the SEC, you don't. It's like you don't have any other choice anymore. You play.
Yes, you do.
You don't have time.
Ole Miss's homecoming is this weekend.
Who are they playing?
Washington State.
Yeah. All right.
Washington State. So when they made that game, they said, "Yep, that's supposed to be." You circled that when you said that's supposed to be a W.
But what happened was people stopped going to the homecoming games
because of that reason.
Because you're bringing in
Washington State,
and they don't care, and so they said, "Well, you got to bring in real teams. You play somebody real, we'll come back for homecoming. We got SEC South Carolina. We're bringing in UL.
Well, guess what?
In fact, it is homecoming.
Guess what? Some of those times when you do that,
yeah.
Some people are gonna
pay the price. You pay the Wait, so let me finish my story, and then we'll take the break. So 2014, first time ever debuted black uniforms, homecoming. For some reason, I was able to go. I went defensive coordinator for James Madison that day, Brandon Staley.
Really?
Brandon Staley, when they wore the debut, and I was in the stadium. I saw him. I told him, I said, I saw you play in 24. I played coach. He was defensive coordinator in 2014 when they broke out the black unis.
So the question is, how many more times have they worn those uniforms?
And that day, beat William & Mary, 31-24. Okay. All right, we're going to talk some Pelicans. Doors are already open, Smoothie King Center. It's the back-to-basketball practice. We're going to talk Pels. Back from Australia with Todd Graffinini next. We're at the Rouses, 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Come on by, say hello till 6 o'clock after this. WWL, stay with us. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. We're at the Rouses, 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Get all of your fixings for the weekend, be it Pelicans, be it Saints, be it high school, college. Just come on by and get anything that you need. The Pelicans tonight, it's their back-to-basketball event. Back from Australia and joining us now, the voice of the Pelicans and a good friend, Todd Graffinini. How are you, Todd?
I'm great, Haas. How you guys doing over at Rouses?
We are good, man. And so the back-to-basketball tonight, there's no home preseason game. The 14th is against the Rockets in Birmingham, then at Orlando, open the season October 22nd at Memphis, and then the first home game, if I'm correct, San Antonio, October 24th. Correct.
That is correct. Yeah, great night at the SKC. It gives the fans a chance to, you know, just kind of get the team in their sights for the first time. A lot of interaction with the players, so it's always a good time out there. And and then just get back to basketball. It's been an interesting, you know, start to training camp, and of course the games in Australia. And I tell you, just personally, I'm chomping at the bit, man. I'm ready to get behind the mic and call a game, preseason, regular season, whatever. It's been a long time, so I know these guys are really anxious to get after it. It was a long trip. You know, they practiced for the first time since coming back yesterday, and they look back to pretty much normal. And you're just talking to some of the people that were on the trip. I did not go. We did not broadcast the games, but it is definitely a body adjustment. And I think just about now everybody's starting to kind of feel like themselves again.
Yeah, and T, that's what I was going to ask you, you know, just that adjustment and just trying to get those guys over that jet lag and, you know, the time difference as far as, you know, almost adjusting or turning your clock completely around. And as they get into kind of this stretch run to head into the season, just what have you seen from this team and, you know, your overall impressions of what this team can potentially do?
Deuce, I really like what I've seen so far. And look, it's a new roster. There's some outstanding additions that they've made, and the practices have been very, very intense. And it starts really from the head coach, Willie Green, and he's really preaching aggressiveness. And, you know, you look at a team like Oklahoma City, I'm not trying to compare, but Oklahoma City is a team that really gets in your face defensively. And they have really parlayed that into the success they have had over the last couple of years. And it all starts for the Pelicans on defense. You know, prior to last year, this was a top 10 defensive team the previous 3 years. And when you play defense like that, it gives you a chance in every game you play. Offense can come and go. Shots can, you know, it's a shot-making league, obviously, but sometimes the shots don't fall. Well, if you're playing defense and you're holding teams in the 100 to 105 point range, you're gonna have a chance to win each and every game you play. And that's where I think the focus has been on during the pre-Australia practices, which we had seven of them. And then in the two games, I think you could see the style of play that they want to implement. And it's really continued yesterday. It was just a lot of intensity. And I'm just anxious to see these guys on the court against another NBA team. And I'm not slighting what I saw in Australia. I loved what I saw in Australia. I thought it was perfect for the Pelicans to play two teams that were really, really trying to win the basketball game. I mean, Deuce, you watch those games. It looked like a regular season game to me. And that you credit to the opponent because they didn't treat it like it was an exhibition. They treated it like, hey, we got a chance to beat an NBA team and we're going to give it all we have. And they did. And the Pelicans were able to respond and get a couple of wins. So I just thought it was the perfect start to the preseason for them.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, you've got prospects that have ambition as far as to play in the NBA. And so them to go out there and have a good showing against an NBA team, that's exactly what they wanted to do. And so the other part of it is, you know, I think for the Pelicans to be able to adjust a little bit because the rules, from my understanding, were a little bit different than the NBA rules, some of the rules, et cetera. But at the end of the day, it's about going out and playing. It's about going out and playing. And I wanted to talk a little bit about because, you know, a couple of those guys, I think Jose was one of them that kind of got banged up, and you know you held Herb out just because of maybe an ankle, maybe. But you know, even Trey getting him back, you know, I think he was held out one of those games. But just you know, how have those guys looked even pre-trip, and even you know if they got a little work in, you know, since they've been back, and just the impact that they could have, you know. And obviously you're talking about a guy that was all defensive player, you know, all league as far as a defensive player for you.
Yeah, well, I can just tell you right now, all those guys were full go yesterday, and so everybody's back. The only guys that are really not practicing fully are DeJounte Murray, who's recovering from an Achilles, and Derek Queen is still, you know, nearly recovered from that ligament injury in his wrist. So team's healthy, and that's, of course, I heard you guys talking earlier. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, when you're talking about those guys, I mean, you could have made an argument before going to Australia that Jose Alvarado was the camp MVP. He had really, really stepped his game up. I think he took a little exception during one of the first scrimmages that he was not in the original, what you would call the backup five. You know, you got the team wearing the blue jerseys are your normal starting five, and then wearing the white jerseys, those are the second five coming in. And in that first scrimmage, Micah Peavy, who Pelicans fans are going to fall in love with, second-round pick from Georgetown, who I think is a bigger version of Jose Alvarado. I think Jose took exception that this rookie second-round pick was going to try to take one of his spots. And he made it known very quickly that he did not like that situation and just has absolutely crushed it ever since that first practice, not only in defensive end, but Jose has become a pretty steady three-point shooter as well, which, you know, he's been capable of making multiple threes in games, but you're just looking for a little more consistency. You know what you're going to get defensively from Jose. He's, you know, in your face. He's going to just, you know, gnat you to death. And that's what you need. But he's been great. Herb Jones has looked back to normal, which, of course, you know, you talk about the defensive struggles last year. When you lose a first-team all-defensive player in Herb Jones in the third game of the season, that kind of is going to make your defense not as good as it really should be. And to have him back 100%, and Trey Murphy, I think, is poised, guys, to to really make an effort to become an all-star. He's got the length. He's added to his game. He's starting to shoot mid-range jumpers, which I quite honestly could probably count on one hand in his career. He's really gotten efficient at driving to the basket, which he started to do a lot more last year. He's a 90% free throw shooter, and he is more than capable of becoming a 40% consistently year after year three-point shooter. And this is a guy who could literally put 25, 30 points on the board at any given night. So those three, again, they have been outstanding in camp, and it's just the sky's the limit for them. They're only going to get better. They're starting to get into the prime of their careers now. It's hard to believe, but yeah, they've been here 4 years now, and that's when you really start to see the maturation and the pro basketball player taking that next step.
So I have to be honest, I didn't watch the games live, but I did watch all the highlights, and you know, because it was like 4 a.m. And so you talk about maturation, and I felt like watching Zion, and I didn't think this was possible. He seems faster with the ball. Like that first step, that first explosive seems faster now than it did before, and I didn't think it was possible. Tell me about what I'm seeing.
Mike, look, the question after last year, because he got into pretty good shape when he came back from his injury last year, and we saw glimpses at the end of last year what he has always been capable of. We saw a couple of triple-doubles. He had never had a triple-double in his career, and he was getting triple-doubles playing 32 minutes a night. The key for him was to be able to maintain that condition in the off-season and come to camp even in better shape than he was at the end of last year, which was probably the best shape he's been in as a professional since he was at Duke. And the answer has been an emphatic yes. He is in better shape than at the end of last year. And look, Mike, you're talking about the ball handling and the quickness. They're going to ask him at some times to be point Zion. He is going to initiate the offense, which is, you know, something that they've been wanting to do even when Alvin Gentry was the head coach way back when. Zion's rookie year, but the injuries have just gotten away, and the conditioning has gotten away, and he's never really been able to reach that full potential. We got a glimpse of it in the latter stages of the season last year, and if that continues and if he can stay on the court, I'm just curious to see how many minutes he's going to play. It was a very set standard, you know, it was almost rigid as how they used him when he came back from the hamstring injury a year ago. He only went more than 32 minutes one time, and that was 34 minutes he played. So that's the most minutes that he played in a game at the end of last year. That's the thing I'm curious to see, is how many minutes they're going to play him. And we were talking about that during broadcast last year, John DeShazer and I. If he can be that productive, you know, scoring 25 points a game, dishing out 10 assists, getting 10 rebounds in 32 minutes, do you change that, or do you add the workload as the year goes on? So that to me is going to be something to watch very closely from the beginning. But he is, he's looked incredible. And if he can just maintain and, like I said, stay on the court, you're going to see an all-star.
Well, we look forward to it, my friend. Loving being the home of the Pelicans, and I know you're eager to get started. We appreciate your time. Have a great night, and go Pels, baby.
All right, guys. Have a great call Sunday as well.
Thank you. Todd Graffinini, voice of the New Orleans Pelicans. Open back-to-basketball practice tonight at 6. Just got to register online. Take a break. We're at the Rouses at 2900 Veterans. Back after this. Well, welcome back just for a few more minutes, but you can come on out to the Rouses, 2900 Veterans Boulevard, all night, all weekend. Get all your stuff for the Saints game, LSU, Tulane played last night.
Brian, so Mike, I know you're in a promo. Are you cooking? No. Are you going to cook, you know, since
Gumbo?
JMU is playing University of Lafayette, UL. No. Are you're not going to?
I'll be watching it from the Superdome, preparing for the game on Sunday.
Well, no, don't cook in the Superdome, Mike.
No, I'm not going to cook in the Superdome. when I make my first batch of gumbo, I will get you some gumbo. I promise. You will love it.
I'm going to try it now. I'm going to tell you if it ain't good, too.
I know. Well, I know that. All right, man. It's noon on Sunday. You're right. You can't count on five turnovers. You just got to kind of keep doing what you're doing. The penalties have been down. You just got to – he's got to go out and win the game.
The hope is you were harder than you were on them last week. The hope is not you eased up on them because you taste a little success. The hope is if you were lined up 6 inches too far inside, let's do it again. Because I cannot allow you to get complacent because you've won a game. I cannot allow you to get complacent. And guess what? We'll see fairly soon where they are from a emotional standpoint and an execution standpoint. First quarter, I won't maybe not the first drive, but by the first three drives, we'll be able to tell they were able to make some adjustments, or this team is flat, or this team is not executing at the level that they need to make.
And it's week six, so you always hear about the first four games. People have their scripts, but by week four, five, and six, they know your script. So you've had to make some changes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you'll still have a script.
Right.
So you'll still have your
but
first –
But it's not the week two script.
But guess what? I know if you like to run boot. Yeah. I know if you like to – you know, from an offensive standpoint, I know some of your tendencies. So now you had to – just like you talked about, you have to have some tendency breakers in there. There's a formation or two, a personnel grouping or two that, hey, out of this set – this is where we are. We're heavy. Such XYZ plays. We're heavy. So now I have to have a tendency breaker in there. Same thing with defensive personnel. You know, I didn't like the matchup the first two drives of us in our base personnel. And that was, you know, our linebackers, our outside linebackers, having to cover in the flat. Right. I did not like that. Well, Buffalo, they took advantage of it, got a touchdown. You know, and so it's a cat-and-mouse game in that aspect. But, man, I'm excited, and I can't wait to see this team play on Sunday.
Me too. Noon on Sunday is the kickoff. Our coverage begins at 8 o'clock that morning. Don't forget, it's the Brian Kelly Show coming up next at 6 o'clock. Then at 7 o'clock, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, brought to you by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper. Tonight from 7 to 10:30, Ian Ozan, Lou Valden, ton of games. Big weekend, LSU. Tomorrow night, 6:45 against South Carolina, homecoming, and then the Saints on Sunday. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Rouse's Markets for all that they do. For Marcy and for Luke Augusta, Deuce McAllister, I'm Mike Haas. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. And again, the Brian Kelly Show is coming up next. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.